It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez. Colorado's Independent Redistricting Commission has agreed on a congressional map in its final meeting. That map now goes to the Colorado Supreme Court for approval. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The new map is largely modeled after Colorado's current congressional boundaries, while making room for the state's newest 8th congressional district. It will stretch along the I-25 corridor north of Denver. The map creates 4 Democratic seats, 3 Republican ones, and a competitive seat. After a lengthy discussion and multiple rounds of voting, commissioners agreed to it overwhelmingly. This caps off the state's new process of having a public commission, not state lawmakers, redraw the congressional boundaries. Statehouse maps are being approved by a separate independent commission and won't be final for a few more weeks. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Less than 1% of Colorado's K-12 students are signed up for the state's weekly COVID testing program. But Governor Polis says closer to 20% of kids need to be tested in order for the program to catch outbreaks.
We hope the demand increases for particularly the school testing program, which is federally paid for and can serve 10 times as many kids as it currently serves if people would opt into it.
Schools must get parental consent to test students. 600 schools are interested in the program, and so far, more than 400 are working to set up testing. Colorado's Attorney General and Denver City Attorney are both part of a group of state and local officials calling for tougher standards on vehicle emissions. The group filed comments earlier this week with the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. The EPA is proposing to make standards for greenhouse gas emissions for passenger cars and light trucks more stringent for 2023 and later model years. On the Front Range, highs are in the 60s and 70s today. Rain is in the forecast. You're listening to CPR News.